one day I was approached by the matron and asked, as I was a second time mother and as I was in for a good few days before Simon was expected, would I be willing to take part in a test for a newly invented fetal heart monitor? Now, up until then, babies' hearts were listened to through a trumpet that was put on your tummy, that was always, it was always cold, and the nurse or the doctor would listen through the other end. And that was how babies' hearts were checked in those days. But this doctor had developed or invented, I'm not sure, this fetal heart monitor. And I was asked, would I be willing to be the very first human being that this would be tested on? It had been tested on animals, but not on human beings. And I agreed, as you would expect. And the great day came when I was taken to, I presume, the labour ward or a theatre or something, I can't remember. And the equipment was all there. And these various things were attached to both me and my tummy. And it was all put into working order. And whatever happened, I really can't remember. But apparently, and I have still got it, I was given the printed out version of my heartbeat and Simon's heartbeat. And that was the very first human evidence that this fetal heart monitor worked. That was an incredible thing, and I was really excited about it. And so was everyone else. I remember various nurses and doctors all wanting to look at this piece of paper. And it really was something quite unique. And it was very special for the Mother's Hospital. And they'd been chosen because they were such a well-known, well-respected, highly regarded maternity hospital, teaching maternity hospital. And they were held in high repute. And that was why this doctor involved had approached them. So I do remember the matron in that situation. I remember her cap, which was a mass of wonderful pleats. However, it was starched like that, I don't know.